Radio Prague News.
The EU Court of Auditors has accused Czech officials of systematically fixing the results of audits on the EU on the use of EU funds. Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas held a private meeting with Pope Benedict XVI in the Vatican on Friday, and the Senate has backed two proposals to change legislation regarding MP immunity. The EU Court of Auditors has accused Czech officials of systematically fixing the results of audits on the use of EU funds. Czech auditors allegedly decreased the number of errors in their annual audit reports to the 2% limit or lower, thus masking nearly 40% of mistakes. The Finance Ministry, however, has rejected these claims, which first appeared in the website Aktualne.cz. Moreover, they say there is no thought of the EU cutting its subsidies on the basis of what is only a preliminary finding. Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas held a private meeting with Pope Benedict XVI in the Vatican on Friday. The visit was meant to mark the start of 1 year until the 1150th anniversary of the arrival of Christian missionaries Cyril and Methodius in Great Moravia. Mr. Nečas offered the pontiff a rare copy of the illustrated Strahov Evangeliary from the 9th century. Earlier in the day, Mr. Nečas laid flowers at the tomb of Czech Cardinal Josef Beran, who died in exile in Rome in 1969, and paid homage to Czech patron Saint Wenceslaus at his altar in St. Peter's Basilica. Celebrations for Cyril and Methodius include dozens of events culminating in July 2013 at the Velehrad pilgrimage site in South Moravia. Benedict XVI has been invited to attend the celebrations, but his visit has not yet been confirmed. The Upper House of Parliament has backed two proposals to change legislation regarding MP immunity. Under the first, which was drafted by opposition Social Democrats, Topo 9 and the Christian Democrats, MPs could be criminally prosecuted even while they are serving as deputies and without being stripped of their immunity or prior approval from the Chairman of Parliament. The Civic Democrats have criticized this proposal as legally faulty. Under their draft, MP immunity would be restricted significantly and only apply to acts of speech and voting in Parliament. Deputy Leader of the Social Democrats, Jiří Dienstbier, has labeled this proposal absurd. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions are expected to be clear to partly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and daytime highs in the low 20s Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.